For those who like to read the Warren Buffett tea leaves, it's going to be a big weekend. On Saturday, the billionaire investor is releasing his annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders. He's done this for more than 50 years. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And do you have an advance copy?
Oh, no, I don't. No.
Okay. But people are really anticipating what he might say about the economy.
Oh, yeah. And these are such fun reads. And you don't have to even be an investor not to like this guy, because he uses the letter. He outlines the plans for the company. He reflects on performance. But he does have this wonderful market wisdom. He's got some great barbs, a good sense of humor. One of my favorite ones, I have to say, was back in 2016. And this is my favorite quote from that letter. When trillions of dollars are managed by Wall Streeters charging high fees, it will usually be the managers who reap outsized profits, not the clients.
Now, he's 87 years old, Warren Buffett is. People have been wondering what the succession plan is for him. Do we know much about that as of now?
Well, we've got two younger guys who have been named as executives at Berkshire, Gregory Abel and Ajit John. They were both appointed to the company's board as vice chairs in January. They're the most likely candidates. So both of them are very low key. Jane runs the reinsurance business. He joined Berkshire back in 1986. And Abel runs the energy business and all the other subsidiaries. I guess a lot of folks are looking at Abel as the likelier pick because he's 55 and Jane is 66. I mean, I don't know. When the guy's 87, I don't know who has actually seen like 66, 55, kind of the same thing, right?
Okay. So I remember back in 2008, during the financial crisis, Warren Buffett, while everybody was selling their stocks, Warren Buffett wrote this opinion piece in the New York Times calling on people to buy American stocks. He said, over the long run, the stock market news will be good. And it turned out he was right. He made a lot of money for being right. What do you think people are going to be wondering about what he thinks about the current volatility in the stock market?
Well, I would say that he's the kind of guy who's probably going to say this is very good for the market. You know, he is also the person who says that nothing sedates rationality like large doses of effortless money, meaning like if you've just been making a ton of money since 2008, don't hang around and act as if that's going to go on forever. And I think that he's, you know, obviously famously said, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. But in the current environment, I think he's also likely to talk a little bit about how this is not going to go on forever. And that's what it means to be an investor. And he's really good at pounding that point home.
And Berkshire Hathaway, by the way, has a lot of money in treasury bills right now and bonds.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sitting on a ton of money, I might add. He's got $100 billion in cash. Wow. And, you know, Berkshire doesn't pay dividends out right now. Maybe in the post-Buffett era that will occur. But I guess he feels like they haven't found a great company to buy. It's 2 years since the last major purchase, $32 billion for Precision Castparts. So we're waiting to see whether Buffett's going to announce something else that's new and exciting for him.
I interviewed him several years ago, Jill, and I asked him what he got at McDonald's, because he famously goes to McDonald's, and he said he has a special order that they call the McBuffet. You can Google it and then go order it yourself. See if they know what it means.
That's a good thing. And by the way, you know, be prepared. There is always something in there for everyone.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.